Joining you live tonight right on WWCR around the world on the mighty voice of the transmitting Jewel of the South. None like her, nothing to compare. The Cadillac, the Rolls Royce of shortwave radio. Glad to have you aboard. Well, we're live here on the third day of the month of June. Moving right along in time, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going into the kin of the kinsman. You don't want to miss this. Most people have blindly been led down the primrose lane of deception. Why? Because the Judaized denominational message has taken the false doctrine of those that claim to be and are not ministers of the faith. Now, the Bible says that straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. The word kinsman from Webster's 1847 dictionary. If you've got one handy, we'll read you the definition of kinsman. It's simply defined as a man of the same race or the same racial family. Now listen to that. When we talk about kinsmen, we're talking about somebody from the blood of Isaac in Genesis chapter 21. Read it for yourself, and there we start, not from Abraham. You see the mistake of a lot of people that have tried to Judaize their understanding from the bell box mentality that God loves everything and that all of the families in the earth are His and belong to Him and they're going to be redeemed. But the Bible don't say that. Here's what the Bible says. You, of all the families in the earth, you, Jacob, the house of Jacob, is the redeemable sheep. My sheep are my voice, straight is the way, and there's the gate. A few there be that find it. So then we can expect only a few of the kinsmen to be redeemed by the blood of Genesis chapter 21. Now I'm going to leave it right there for you. In the first verse of Genesis chapter 21, if you can see through the spiritual haze of the tradition of the carnal mind, and you can get a spiritual insight into what a kinsman is all about, you're going to love this message tonight. We're going to prove that Christ, our kinsman redeemer, was from the kinsman of the tribe of Joseph. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a foregone conclusion that the birthright son, this had to be Joseph, the 11th son we spoke of in different places, and we've actually used the scriptures, and I don't know how far or how deep that I have to go. I'll go as deep as I am permitted by the Holy Spirit into the mysteries that are veiled to open your eyes, Jacob Israel. For that cause I was born and called to preach the gospel to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I am not a preacher sent to preach to all the world. I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. All prophets that preach and teach out of the truth of the divine covenant are those only that go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, as it is written in the book of Matthew chapter 15 and in the 10th chapter, where we were sent only to the lost sheep that were scattered among the Gentiles. Now, the Bible says in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, we read where the earth was divided and that the Gentile races came from the two houses of Ham and Japheth. We know that Shem was chosen to bring the kinsman redeemer bloodline into a covenant where Yahweh could proclaim without hesitation, without reservations, because it's a foregone conclusion that those that are his are predestinated. Their names being on the Lamb's book. My sheep are not of this world. Oh my. You know, I get thrills and chills of spiritual satisfaction, and I get stimulated in my spirit to talk about the interest that we're discovering from the Hebrew word redeemer, which is Gaal, G-A-W-A-L in the Hebrew. Now, it's Strong's number 1350. From the Strong's Concordance, the word kinsman and redeemer are all of the same word, 1350. Kinsman, redeemer. Now, it's very important that we're going to talk about both kinsman and redeemer, and the one that fulfilled that office was the man that came here and proclaimed to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, for this cause, he said, I am sent only to for and about for the kinsman redemption of the bloodline that was from heaven. Not born of the will of man, John 1:13, not born of the will or the blood of man, but born by God himself. His genetics are in the blood of Jacob. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have taught in some of the mysteries at the festivals. We go in depth sometimes in the festivals, some of these things that are kept secret and are only needed to be preached to the lost sheep that show particular interest of their soul salvation through their obedience to be purchased back from which they have fallen through evil deceit, as Satan came to sow the tares, and we come to sever, if you will, the mysteries and to separate the tares and the wheat to the point that you could look into the roots of the system and you could understand that the serpent race, the vipers of Matthew chapter 3, that is spoken about in detail by our kinsmen as they come to redeem or to bring us back to the old path. The Bible says to sin, ask for it. And when you find it, walk in and you'll find rest for for your soul. Webster's 1847 dictionary. Kinsman is simply defined as a man of the same race or family, one related by blood. The Hebrew word for kinsman is Strong's number 1350, and it means to redeem. That is, to be the next of kin, and this is very important. We're going to prove that the next of kin is in the bloodline of the Messiah, which was from the bloodline of Yahweh himself. Now, if he come to redeem a bloodline from Yahweh, it's evident that that bloodline started long before the kinsman redeemer or the next of kin. Are you following me here tonight? Praise Yahweh. Are you a spirit being full of the discernment, rightly dividing? The Bible talked about those who were on milk, unskillful, and those that were on meat. We're talking about the Avenger. Now let's go, if you will, into the word Avenger. Now, the word Avenger is real interesting because it's contained within the message of the Kinsman Redeemer, the Avenger. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it just so happens to be that we have a Kinsman, a Redeemer, and an Avenger. Oh my, coming soon to a neighborhood near you in flaming fire, taking vengeance, took the righteous blood of Abel shed by the hands of the Canaanite, the seed of Satan himself, the tare sower. Ladies and gentlemen, there's people that really don't believe that there is a literal bloodline of the snake upon the earth. And yet Yahweh declared that there are tares and wheat growing in the same field, and only those who have used their senses, have exercised their faith unto godliness to discern between the good and the evil, to choose the good. Most of the time, people are deceived by the deceptiveness of the light bearer, which is the word Lucifer, which came as a shining star, not the shining star, ladies and gentlemen, or the morning star, as it is recorded in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 31. Lucifer is the deceptor of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, transforming, as his ministers have, into angels of light. Oh yeah, seem right way. There is a way that seemeth right. Now all the righteous blood, beginning with Abel, the son of Yahweh from the garden, to the blood of the son of Yahweh on the torture stake, as it says in Galatians chapter 3, that he came to offer himself and make intercession for the transgressions of a people that are called by his name. Now, what does that mean? A racial covenant, and the kinsmen come to point out the definitions and to reclaim and to restore that particular bloodline, born not of man, but of Yahweh himself, born before the foundation of the world, ladies and gentlemen, not again, but from above. And there is some of the great spiritual mysteries of those who are walking in flesh bodies that have neither beginning nor end. These are the eternal sheep that Yahweh Yeshua himself came to redeem, because he had no beginning and end, and neither do the sheep. I give my sheep eternal life. They shall never perish, and neither shall they die. You see, ladies and gentlemen, only those that have a covenant of redemption through the Redeemer, or the kinsman, only to the kinsman, this meaning that there is a clan. The law of the kinsman redeemer is found, as I said last Sunday night, in Leviticus chapter 25 through verses 47 and 55. Read that for her. I don't have time to go there. but I will show you the racial aspects of liberation, that the Redeemer must be a kinsman that has to come from the brothers. He has to be a near kin, ladies and gentlemen. That means the nearest kin to be able to redeem those from the blood of Genesis chapter 21, the blood of Isaac. Now, Isaac was a peculiar child. He was the first strength of Abraham with his beloved wife, Sarah. We know that the Bible talked about Abraham making his servant promise him that he would go to his kinsman. Now listen to this now, ladies and gentlemen. It goes even farther beyond that side of the river, because it goes back into the first world that was before there were ever any good or evil, before there was either light or darkness. The sons of Yah, the sons of the Mighty One, we are the offspring, literally, from the association of those who are not created. We are the creators. We ourselves join in with him, and the Bible says he thought it not robbery to be joining him in the throne. That's the Godhead, or a family of kinsmen, people that have been redeemed by the book of Joshua, chapter 24, through verses 17 and 18, gives us the scriptures as it is stated in Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, that the children of Israel are to be redeemed and that they must avenge. And this is the job of the kinsman redeemer. Kinsman redeemer avenger. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you know in the Gospel of Luke, it talks about, let me give you a scripture here, in the parables of the book of Luke, as we're going to go into the scriptures, and I'm going to go to Jacob's well, of all places, and show you a great mystery of where this well was located, what territory it was in, and who drank from it, and who stood at that well, and who got the message of spiritual deliverance from that well. As we go into the scriptures, ladies and gentlemen, in the book of Luke, chapter 18, he spake a parable unto them, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was a city that had a judge which feared not God, nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, at least by her continual coming, she weary me. Oh my. And Yahweh said, hear what the unjust judge said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, right here is the meat of my message. Shall not God avenge his own elect? Oh my. My sheep hear my voice. They are the elect. They are the chosen from Genesis chapter 21 by Yahweh himself, who influenced the birth of Isaac. Not born of the will of a man, but by of God and the genetics. And he came to redeem as a kinsman his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he be long or bear long or be gone a long time. And they are without the avenger. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, verse 8, oh my, that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we go into the mysteries of the Bible, let's go now to, if you will, let's go over to the book of John, and we're going over to the fourth chapter, and we're going to look at a particular verse in the fourth chapter of the book of St. John. Now notice here, as we begin to read, we're going to start at verse 5. He came to a city of Samaria, which is near Sychar, near unto the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Oh my! Ladies and gentlemen, is it the house of Judah that is going to produce the birthright son? Was the kinsman redeemer really out of the house of Judah, as we have been lied and made to believe? Was the kinsman redeemer in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, were they Ephraimites or were they Judites? The lying scribes who have inserted, real conveniently, very inconvenient for the blind and the dumb, because they never read, they never catch this. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll do your search, if you'll pray, and if you'll fast, and if you'll seek Yahweh for deliverance from the carnal concepts of the seem right, and oh my, how many, many men and women have died thinking that they are right when they are only in something that seems right, but the end thereof is death. Came to a city, now, in Samaria. Ladies and gentlemen, this is in the territory of Bethlehem, Ephratah. Oh my. Right where the prophet Micah, in chapter 5, verse 2, prophesied that the birthright son, the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, in a flesh body would be born. And he was at the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to the birthright son. Now what's this got to do with the kinsman redeemer? Much in every way. I am the only preacher that I know of on the scene that will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Christ the Redeemer, the kinsman, was not out of the house of Judah. And I will take on anybody that wants to argue that point. I fear none, because I have nothing but the truth. And truth casts out fear. Perfect truth. Not a seem-right truth or a way that seemeth right, as we have been lied to by the snake people who have masterfully, the scribes of the Shemites of Ruth in the first chapter, where it's indicated that the sons of Amalek were the near kinsman tribe of the house of Joseph, and right here, the son Joseph is that kinsman redeemer. Christ came through the blood of Joseph. He was not a Jew. He was the kinsman redeemer. Now, Jacob's well, this is very important. I want you to remember where I'm reading here. Now, Jacob's well was there, and the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, in a flesh body, called Jesus in the King James, being wearied with his journey, sat on the well, and it was at the sixth hour. Oh, my, that's very important. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and the Messiah said unto her, give me to drink. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, in the First Chronicles, chapter 11, verse 17. Now, prove to you in 1 Samuel, in chapter 17, verse 12, that the father of David was an Ephraimite, or out of the house of Joseph. Very simply put, right now, David is thirsting in 1 Chronicles, chapter 11, verse 17, for a drink. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, I get the expression of the Holy Shekinah. We call it the Holy Ghost. all over my being tonight, as I am very confident in whom I have believed and whom I have trusted, that the birthright Redeemer is out of the house of Joseph, the kinsman Redeemer, and David himself was out of the house of Joseph, Ephraim. David longed and said, "Oh, as the Philistines were now occupying the home place of all people now, ladies and gentlemen, the evil Philistines were occupying the land that David longed to have a drink out." This is the same well that almost 2,000 years later was a man standing there weary himself, as David was weary and longed for a drink out of the well at Bethlehem in the territory that Jacob gave to his birthright son, Joseph. Now, how do you know that, Pastor Buddy? Well, let's go to the word Shechem. Shechem was a city on the area in the central part, and this is in Ephraim's territory, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see. It was associated with Abraham, Jacob, and Joseph. Shechem was a place where many altars of worship of the one true God were erected. Now, I could go into the erection of the altar and get into that, but this is the first altar, oh my, that was built by Abraham in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis. Now, here is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jacob now extends this territory to the sons of Joseph. Now, it needs a kinsman redeemer, ladies and gentlemen. It takes a birthright. You see, if Christ didn't come out of the house of Joseph, then your birthright kinsman redeemer hasn't returned to claim the birthright. But we know that he was an avenger. We know that he was the kinsman redeemer, and we know, according to Ruth chapter 1, that his kinfolk were kin to him, were Ephraimites, not Judites, as we have been led by the lying scribes that Christ took to task when he was 12 years old, down in the temple. What do you think that the scribes marveled at his knowledge for? He knew the word Ephraimite was not out of the house of Judah. Do you? Would you wake up and smell the coffee here? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not Miller time. It's not cause for pause. This is a fast forward into Revelation, that when Abraham, 2,000 years before Christ, stopped in Shechem, God, Almighty Yahweh, appeared to him at Shechem and promised to give the land of Canaan to his descendants, with the birthright territory going to the home place where Jacob slept on the pillar at Bethel. Now, I've covered this in Genesis chapter 35. If you want to know where Bethlehem Ephratah, not Bethlehem Judea, then all you got to do is go to the 35th chapter of the book of Genesis, where I covered last Sunday night in the thief. The greatest theft in history was Satan stealing the birthright, making you believe that the kinsman redeemer was out of the house of Judah, and particularly out of the house of them that say they're Jews and are not, but are liars. And ladies and gentlemen, in the last day, Yahweh has chosen men of the faith, men that would stand up and declare with confidence and boldness and preach the gospel and declare it and prove it verse by verse, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. We know in Genesis chapter 33 that when he returned to Shechem many years later, Abraham's grandson Jacob also built an altar there. And we know that he digged a well. And the woman in John chapter 4 said, the well is deep. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it amazing that this well was still giving off water, but it was not the water of life, because the Messiah, the kinsman redeemer, the avenger, said, if you would have asked me, I'd have given you living water. Oh, my. Did you know that she made a statement? She said, well, I've got to go over here at Jerusalem to worship over there before I can get any salvation. Because salvation is only to the Jews or the house of Judah. Ladies and gentlemen, the word Judah is a territory. The word Judah needs to be explained. The house of Judah as a forked stick expression in its genealogy, meaning, if you will, trace the offspring of Judah, you'll find a Canaanite connection. And Pastor Buddy, exclusively here on the Shepherd's Call, has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that Judah's bloodline was corrupted by the Canaanite connection of his affection. Ladies and gentlemen, you notice that the sly craftiness of the Canaanite scribes inserted the bloodline of Pharez, not Shelah. But ladies and gentlemen, hold it right here. If we're going to the bloodline of Judah, we must take into account, before that he can have a kinsman redeemer out of that family, it must be from the family of Jacob's eldest, or Judah's eldest son, which would have been Shelah, from the Canaanite woman. And we know that's why the scribes, who were from that bloodline, by the way, and Christ said, beware of them, that's how they hid their bloodline, by claiming their connection to Pharez rather than Shelah. And Christ knew that. He said, your father's a devil. Cain, the works of your father, he will do. He was a murderer and an adulterer. Ladies and gentlemen, here now we have two bloodlines, one good and one bad, in the house of Judah, not so in the house of Joseph. We have the house of Joseph with the bloodline of the kinsman redeemer promised to become eventually the avenger. And you're going to know what I'm talking about when he comes on the clouds with power and great glory in flaming fire, taking vengeance on all them that will not obey this message of today. This is the salvational message that you must receive in his name. Believe in the truth, and you'll never see the truth until you acknowledge the kinsman redeemer and his bloodline. Not out of the house of Judah, but out of the house of Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, David said here in 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 17, oh, I long for one drink. Why would he want a drink out of that well if he was from Bethlehem, Judea? I beg an answer. Had David grown up here? Was this the home place of Jesse the Ephraimite? Well, of course it was. David and his family had inherited by being sons of Joseph Ephraim. They had inherited the territory of Ephraim, and they belonged in this very spot and drank from the well that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had drank from, and they worshipped on that very altar there that is there unto this day on that mountain slope of the Golan Heights. Oh, my. I would long, he said, I would give for just one drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem at the gate. Oh, remember Christ standing there, weary in his journey? And don't you know that the three men of David's choice soldiers broke through the host of the Philistines in verse 18 and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem by the gate that the hands of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob dug, and they brought it to him, and David would not drink it, but poured it out to Yahweh. Oh my. Remember, Christ said, if you would have asked me how to give you living water, she wanted water from that well. She said, the well is deep and I have nothing to draw with. Ladies and gentlemen, here is David, one of the descendants with the birthright promise, out of the house and the lineage of an Ephraimite. Strong's number 673. Check it out. I give you Amalek's bloodline, an Ephraimite. I gave you Mahlon's bloodline, who was married to Ruth, an Ephraimite. Now, the kinsman redeemer had to be kin to, of all people, Amalek. Well, was he? Of course he was. Ladies and gentlemen, we know for a short time that Samaria in this area, or Shechem, was the place that the ark, oh my, the rightful place of the ark was placed at Shechem. Why? Because this was the first altar dedicated. The ark had to go there. The covenant to redeem the blood. The kinsman redeemer, the avenger. Now later on, by David himself, it was moved from here at Shechem, moved to a Canaanite stronghold. Now, I can prove this in the Bible, that the place that the ark was moved to, that's why it didn't stay there, ladies and gentlemen. That's why that the temple that Herod built, Herod himself was an Edomite, a Canaanite. And the temple that they erected and built there, which they call Mount Zion, which the scriptures of the Bible call in the book of Revelation, where Yahweh was crucified. Of course, it is he that hung on a tree. He was crucified in a place called Sodom. They would not have dared to call Shechem the holy city and the place of the holy covenant and all the ordinances and articles and all the promises of the birthright. They would have never called that Sodom. Ladies and gentlemen, that distinction was given to the house of the Canaanites, a place where Canaanites were only eradicated 1,000 B.C. when David took the kingdom. He finally, he didn't eradicate them, he left them in there, but made peace with them, and they erected up on top of this mountain there at Jerusalem. It's not a holy city, ladies and gentlemen. The holy city is over Shechem in Bethel of Ephratah, not Bethlehem, Judea, where most people think that Christ was born. He was not born in Bethlehem of Judea, but the scribes said he would be born in Bethlehem, Judea. They lied in Matthew chapter 2. This is what our message is all about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I normally take a breakdown at the bottom of there, but not tonight. My spirit is stirred to within me that I might preach the gospel, and that by preaching the gospel, you might know that the book of Ruth is actually a cameo love story of the kinsman redeemer. Ruth slept as a type of Israel the bride, laying at the feet of Boaz, who was a kinsman to Amalek. Amalek was an Ephraimite, or out of the house of Joseph, the kinsman redeemer bloodline of the birthright. Boaz being kin to him. Oh my. He redeemed or become the avenger of the blood to raise up a son to continue a bloodline. And from this bloodline, it is noted that Boaz begot Obed, who begot Jesse, who was the father of David. All of these were bloodline affiliated with the house of Joseph. Beyond any shadow of doubt, irregardless of what you've been taught or what you believe, now here comes Pastor Buddy in the last days proclaiming, restoring the birthright as Christ did. Now, quickly, let me go to the book of John. We're going to the seventh chapter of the book of John. Let me go here quick. Ladies and gentlemen, time, 1 hour, just flies by so fast. Verse 40, therefore many of the crowd, when they heard this saying, when the Messiah said, if any man thirst, oh my, here he is again, talking about the territory of the well that Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham associated with the territory of the birthright avenger and son of the kinsman redeemer. If any man, verse 37, if any man thirst, let him come to me. And he who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart or out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This he spake concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him should receive, for the Holy Spirit is not yet given, because he was not yet glorified. Therefore, many, when they heard this, this truly is the prophet or the kinsman redeemer. And others said, this is the Christ. But some said, will Christ come out of Galilee, Samaria? Has not the scripture said that Christ comes from the seed of David? There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, go back to the seed of David of 1 Samuel 17:12. Read it. Check that word out. Look up the Strong's word that Jesse himself was an Ephraimite. Check out that Amalek was an Ephraimite out of the house of Joseph, the kinsman, birthright redeemer. And from the town of Bethlehem, right there it is, Bethlehem, where Christ was standing, Bethlehem Ephratah, known in the 11th chapter of John as the city of Ephraim, where he spent his last 40 days on this planet, at the old home place, and no doubt he drank from the well, and yet he had water to drink and food to eat that the carnal man can't obtained. So there was a division among the people because of him. What was the division, ladies and gentlemen? Well, they've been told by the lying pen of the scribes and the scribes' teaching that Christ is going to be born out of the house of Judah down in Bethlehem, Judea. So there was a division among the people. Now, some of them wanted to take him, but no one dared lay hands on him. Then the officers came to the chief priests and the Pharisees and said to them, why have you not brought him in? The officers answered, no man ever spake like this man. You know why? He had the truth. Cut him to the heart. Then the Pharisees answered them, you're deceived. Have any of the rulers and the Pharisees believed on him? No. You know why? Because they were out of the wrong bloodline, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to believe on him, you've got to be able to be redeemed by the kinsman blood of the Redeemer. Genesis chapter 21. But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed. Nicodemus, who came to him by night, being one of them, said, does our law judge a man before he hears him and knows what he's doing? They answered and said unto him, are you also from Galilee? Remember, they were accusing this man, Christ, from being right there in Galilee, in the area of Jacob's well, at the appointed place where Jacob dug the well, built an altar, and gave it to the sons of Joseph. Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee. And everyone went to his own house. Ladies and gentlemen, search and look, said the scribes, when they lied in Matthew chapter 2 that Christ was going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea, not Bethlehem Ephratah. The prophet said it would be Bethlehem Ephratah, Strong's number 673. The land of the kinsman redeemer birthright. And the well is still flowing from this area. Now, it's spiritual information that if you'll drink of this water, you won't thirst again. You will be relieved of the hunger and thirst in your heart for revelation of the true kinsman redeemer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that the time and the appointments of the fellowship of the days of Yahweh is come upon us. We now need to return to Yahweh, the Redeemer, the Kinsman, and soon coming Avenger, according to Luke chapter 18. I will come, I will avenge, and all those that will not let me rule over them, all those that have been deceived, ladies and gentlemen, and refuse the truth of the Word, which could save them, these are the ones that will stand before Him and say, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works? We even took a pilgrimage over to Bethlehem, Judea, and saw where you were born, laying in a manger. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that the lying scribes are still over there in a place that they have built a church? And ladies and gentlemen, you need to find out what kind of church it is built over there that says that that was the probable place where Christ was born, in Bethlehem of Judea. Yet the prophet said He would be born in Bethlehem Ephratah. Ladies and gentlemen, He lived in Nazareth. He was a Nazarite. He lived in the city of Nazareth. He was a Galilean. He was born in Bethlehem Ephratah, 7 miles from Nazareth, where He grew up in the territory of the kinsman redeemer of Strong's number 1350. And you'll do well to search out the scriptures and find that the controversy of John chapter 7 verses 40 through 52 are still being employed. The debate goes on, ladies and gentlemen. Now you choose this day who you will serve. Do you believe that Christ was a Jew? Or do you believe that He was out of the house of Joseph, the kinsman redeemer, the birthright son? Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe He was a Jew, then there's no promise that the Jews ever had the birthright. So how can the kinsman redeemer come and redeem us if He has no birthright? He had to be next of kin to the house of Joseph. And He was. And the Bible says so, and we can prove it in the Bible, methodically, correctly, and unashamedly, and with boldness we preach the Word against all of the onslaught of those that claim to be Jews and are not, but are liars, and all of those that have been deceived by them, and the hundreds and hundreds of millions of people that would take issue with this teaching. And yet we still preach the gospel and proclaim it, proving all things beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt. For we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Had we have done that, I would have been overpowered and taken out a long time ago. But ladies and gentlemen, if Yah be for you, who can be against you? And blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh, that stood at Jacob's well, as did David, and drank from the holy waters, the life-giving waters of the revelation of the birthright kinsman redeemer, out of whose house David came, being the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, which was the son of Boaz and Ruth, which were Ephraimites, were out of the house of Joseph. It is that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And now that those have been deceived, if you believe the lie, repent. Come out of her, of my people. Come out of what? Come out of this false doctrine. Come out of something that seems right. And turn from your wicked ways, and Yahweh will heal your land. That land is the land of your promise. If you know the truth will make you free. It will give you an understanding that you may know the truth. And by knowing the truth, you can become free, free of the sin light. You don't have to no longer go to the bell box and sit in prison as they dumb you down and feed you a daily appetite that Christ was a Jew. That's a lie of the devil. And the devil is a liar and a murderer and a deceiver and would, if possible, deceive the very elect. I hope and pray and trust that your mind is not deceivable. That once you know the truth, you will heed the truth. You will repent of your sins and you'll be baptized in the great magnanimous, magnificent, most holy, most glory and powerful name of the kinsman redeemer. Oh, this name is above every name. At this name, every knee shall bow. You won't bow to a Greek, Latin, Jesus, or Iesus, something that seems right. You will bow to the God of Jacob, the God that Jacob called on at Shechem. As he dug the well, no doubt the sweat streamed down his face, knowing that he was digging a promised covenant well that could be identified in a particular place by an old gray-headed prophet 2,000 years or more later, as now the Messiah, with his hair white and his face white, as he looked into the heavens and he called heaven for a witness, this day I stand at the very well that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob dug. I stand on this altar where they stood. I proclaim that I am the kinsman redeemer. Although I have girded you and clothed you and stretched out my hands all day to a gainsaying, deceived, disobedient, unthankful, and unholy people, I came to you. You wouldn't receive me. But if another comes in his own name, some other name, some name that they will glorify, change the truth into a lie, worship the creature more than the Creator, turn themselves or make themselves two for more the child of hell than they were to begin with. And that day, as it is written in Matthew chapter 7, they will say, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And then he said, I will, the avenger, the separator of the tares and the wheat. He'll settle this argument of St. John chapter 7, verses 40 through verse 50. He'll settle that argument, ladies and gentlemen. You'll know where he came from. And he qualifies to be the kinsman redeemer out of the house of Joseph. And here is, in the last days, the fulfillment of Romans chapter 11, verses 25 and verses 26. A mighty host of people now are building altars around the country. And they're standing on those altars in remembrance of our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at Shechem, where they dug the well. And his name was placed. Ladies and gentlemen, the most magnanimous picture in all the earth. Right for this picture, I'll send it to you. Of the Hebrew name of your Savior, written with the finger of Almighty God in the dusty plains of Bethel Ephratah, at the well of Jacob upon the mountain. Here is the name embedded in the natural configuration of the geographical area of Bethel, Ephraim, Ephratah, Joseph. The name of our Creator is written right there with his own finger. It's a signature, a final climactic exclamation of his own name, the name that's been rejected. Oh, you false preachers that's preaching this false name of the New Testament. When you proclaim the God of Israel, that is not the God of Israel. His name can't be proven in the Old Testament. But the name of the Old Testament can be proven in the Aramaic Hebrew of the only name written by the finger of Yahweh himself. Knowing that thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years into the future, that the Messiah would stand at the well that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob dug and refresh themselves, and he would bring the living water of revelation of the kinsman redeemer. Well, I got to get off here. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. Pastor Buddy, my, the fastest hour on shortwave radio. I've got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, you can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 22-84, and that is in New Tazewell, Tennessee. And by going there, you can find me, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll find my box number. You can actually give me a letter or a card, and you can have this information that I've given you tonight. If you'd like to have this CD entitled The Kin of the Kinsman, are you a kin? Ladies and gentlemen, you need to write for this information. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight on the third day of June around the world on WWCR. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to call my good friend Dr. Gary, my associate of many years, you'd like to give him a call. Tell him that you hear the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy on WWCR at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time out of Nashville, Tennessee. Dr. Gary's number is 1-877-289-7439. And I would like to thank all of my sponsors, and I'd like to thank all of those that contributed to my ministry to keep this truth. They only want the truth out. They hold up my hands as they have held up the prophets of the past. And now for the last day, this truth is now emerging slowly but surely into the hearts and minds of the children of Israel, the called out ones, the purpose ones, the kin to the kinsman redeemer. And the Bible says, my sheep will hear my voice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR around the world with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. I send greetings, racial covenant greetings, to all of the sons and daughters of the Kinsman Redeemer out of the 13 tribes of the house of Israel, with the house of Joseph being the designated birthright sons who will restore the covenant to the two houses, the house of the divided stick. And ladies and gentlemen, the serpent's tongue is forked, and the serpent's seed have come in as God's chosen people, deceive the world. But the day will come when the revelation will restore the truth of Yahweh. Now, if you would like to call me, again, area code 423-626-2172. Write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Yahweh bless you.
Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are falling, some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.